As Embius conjures this brave new world, no journey will take more than 20 minutes. Zero carbon emissions. You get the sense that his chutzpah is nothing short of metaphysical. He appears to believe that nature itself is at his command. This shouldn't be entirely surprising because MBS has been promoting equally outlandish ideas since 2017 when he first introduced NEOM, the broader futurist development of which the line forms a part. The name is a portmanteau of Greek and Arabic words for new and future. The NEOM prospectus describes a new way of life from birth to death, reaching genetic mutations to increase human strength and IQ. According to a 2019 article in the Wall Street Journal, cloud seeding would bring rain to the desert. The project includes serious, realistic planning on desalination, alternative energy, and desert agriculture. I was told by Ali Shihabi, a member of the NEOM Advisory Board, but those ideas were overshadowed by wide-eyed talk of super high-speed trains, robotic maids, and beaches with glowing sand. A hubris underlying these proposals, nourished by generations of yes-men, including well-paid Western consultants, will be familiar to anyone who has spent time in Saudi Arabia. Still, you might have expected a bit more circumspection from MBS, at least right now. This is the man who stands accused of ordering the gruesome murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was lured to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018, then strangled and dismembered with a bone saw by a team sent from Riyadh. Khashoggi dared to write mildly critical columns in the Washington Post. The details of his brutal killing shocked the world and made MBS a pariah. He has condemned the murder and denies any role. The CIA begs to differ. Humility is not in MBS's genes, for better or worse. He continues to harass and jail his critics as if the Khashoggi murder never came to light. But his brashness has allowed him to hem in Saudi Arabia's religious establishment, putting an end to the kingdom's long-time promotion of poisonous Islamic doctrine. He is relaxing the rigid constraints on cultural life, and that has made him immensely popular, especially among the young.